This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed on Wednesday. They have until Sunday to make a firm decision about the future of trade talks, according to a senior Downing Street source. After what the source said was a frank discussion over dinner, the two sides agreed there remained very large gaps between them. The source said Johnson and von der Leyen agreed to further discussions over the next few days between their negotiating teams. The talks have stalled over several issues, including fishing rights and competition rules. Britain left the EU on January 31st, but remains in its economic structures until the end of the year. A serious economic rupture could occur January 1st if there is no trade agreement. Britain's medical regulator has advised that people with a history of significant allergies should not get Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
This warning came after two National Health Service workers reported severe adverse reactions on the first day of vaccine rollout. Both workers are recovering, according to the NHS Medical Director, Stephen Powers. Britain began mass vaccinating its population on Tuesday, starting with the elderly and the frontline workers. Pfizer had said people with history of allergic reactions were excluded from the late-stage trials. The new guidelines from Britain's medicine regulator, the MHRA, also include a much broader segment of people that should not take the vaccine.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden said it was the right moment in U.S. history for his nominee for Defense Secretary, retired Army General Lloyd Austin, despite some concerns about the recently out-of-uniform soldier taking on the civilian role. In announcing his pick in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called Austin the right person for this job at the right moment.
He is the right person for this job at the right moment, leading the Department of Defense at this moment in our nation's history.
The choice of Austin requires both houses of Congress to waive a law requiring the military's top brass to have been out of the armed forces for at least 7 years before running the Pentagon. The 67-year-old Austin retired in 2016. President-elect Joe Biden's son is facing a federal tax investigation. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
In a statement from his father's transition office, Hunter Biden says he learned yesterday about an investigation into what he calls his tax affairs without giving any details. That renews the spotlight on questions about his financial dealings that plagued Joe Biden's campaign. President Trump has long targeted Hunter Biden, accusing him of profiting off his political connections. The disclosure of the probe comes as the president-elect chooses his cabinet. His attorney general could have oversight of the investigation if it's still ongoing when Joe Biden's sworn in January 20th. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Federal regulators on Wednesday sued to force the breakup of Facebook as 48 states and districts accused the company in a separate lawsuit of abusing its market power in social networking to crush smaller competitors. The FTC specifically asked a court to force Facebook to sell off its Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. The suits allege predatory conduct where Facebook allows third-party apps on its site and then cuts off any it sees as a threat. They also accuse the social media giant of using its market dominance to harvest consumer data and reap a fortune in ad revenues. Facebook called the lawsuits revisionist history, noting that the FTC had approved its acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp 2 years ago. Commercial flights with the Boeing 737 MAX jetliners resumed Wednesday for the first time since they were grounded. Brazil's Gol Airlines became the first in the world to return the plane to its active fleet, using a 737 MAX 8 on a flight from Sao Paulo to Porto Alegre. Gol is set to start regular service on December 18th with several daily flights between Sao Paulo and other major Brazilian cities. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.